not actually my favorite type of threesome. The problem is just two girls and a guy. Just logistically, just so much.
It's pretty easy.
Just like,
especially when you're the guy.
That was fun though, and unexpected.
What?
Not me.
What?
Remember the flat foursome I was in?
Oh, yeah.
That was a little bit different, though.
Yeah.
I don't
thought you were about to tell me something I didn't know about.
Oh, no. No, you knew about it.
Yeah.
That
was my sexual experience.
I've actually probably
had... Yeah, you had a guy sit down on you, didn't you?
Whoa.
Sure.
What was your thing?
Okay, so...
Thank you.
I was at the By and By where all good things happen.
Sorry.
And I was with two girls from work, and then like the table next to us was like a table of people that live together, and the two people that I'm totally hammered with, they were like, "Oh, I'll see you later," and then the table moved into my table and started talking with me, and this guy was like, "You're not bi, are you?" I was like, "No, I'm not bi at all. I'm completely straight." So that guy walks off. But his roommate stayed, and there's these two good-looking girls, and we go. They're like, "Hey, come back to our house. We'll get you drunk." And I'm already drunk, so I'm like, "Yeah." So we go back to this house, and I start making out with these girls. One's this guy's girlfriend, and somehow they talk me into going to their bedroom. We're naked. We're doing stuff, and somewhere down the line, I'm making out with these girls. I have both in my face,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like. Sucking my dick.
You're like, wait, one.
I knew it was him.
Two.
Wait, both girls are here. Right. So, I just did not look.
That's a good. No, if you're straight as I am, just.
I'm true. Yeah.
Keep having fun. Great. I'm glad you can have fun. I just cannot see that.
Yeah, that kind of thing doesn't bother me, but I'm straight. I don't get.
It doesn't bother me. It's just I will not be able to keep it up. I'm just like.
I just enjoyed the two girls and then look.
But I've actually, I used to have threesomes like every single week. Well, I mean, with and with DK, I mean,
oh yeah, that's right.
We were in a triad and then it used to be, well, actually it still is. Every time we sleep with a girl, it's the three of us, so. I'm actually more used to girl-guy threesomes. Than anything else. I know how to do it. The problem is they're never that fun for me because I'm always like, I've got like a stopwatch. I'm like giving attention to this one for alright, I'm switching. Like, and this, and that, and I've got to like keep track of everything. Had to worry about them yet. And all that. I've actually, there's been several times I just forget to. And I'm just like, I'm done. And they're like, did you come? And I'm like, oh yeah, okay. Yeah, I think I can do this. Hold on.
I remember reading an essay, I think it was just online, I can't remember specifically, but I remember reading the thing that a guy wrote about, like, when he was going to have a threesome with two girls, and he thought it was, like, the most amazing thing ever, and then they went out to eat first, and one of the girls knew the waitress and invited her to join, and then he was like, three girls, this is even more amazing, and then they go back to his house, and he said, like, it was so overwhelming, like, trying to, like, please everyone, and trying to, like, figure out where everything goes, and, like, how to maintain,
one
like,
penis.
Everyone's interest, and...
One penis, and then you've got...
The girls have to take
nine holes. One penis, nine holes, doesn't it?
Yeah, apparently he was just, like, completely overwhelmed.
About three girls
it was, like,
guy.
Never
one
again.
Penis, nine holes.
What, oh, the threesome? Or the foursome?
Yeah.
Why is it nine holes?
Ass, pussy,
mouth. Oh.